Hot and Trending, sponsored by Princeton Consumer Research.
Wake up, man!
Miguel and Holly, mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Justin Bieber was willing to go to, for him at that time, within his powers of being, to go to some pretty extreme lengths to not be a worldwide superstar. Because keep in mind, he started making music when he was like preteen.
Mm-hmm.
Really didn't hit it big. I mean, hit it big, like 15, 16 years old, and just could never have a normal life. You just do not have one when you're in that stratosphere. So he's been doing interviews recently, obviously. He's had some albums out. He said that he missed out on a normal childhood and said he did something that tried to like set it back on track. He said, I was working so much as this young kid that I got really sad. I missed my friends. I missed normalcy, although at the time I'm sure he didn't know what that meant. He said, so me and my friend hid my passport.
Oh.
The record label. And you're like, that's kind of stupid. But for someone who probably has no actual control over their life, he said the record label was freaking out, saying, you have to do the Today Show next week and we can't find your passport. And so he said it takes a certain number of days to get a new passport. But I thought I was just going to, as a kid, you're like, well, if I do this, I won't have to do these other things. But finally, after the record label was like absolutely insane, you know, he said he found it, and they went on to do the Today Show. And then everybody was like, are you okay? And it had been such a freak out that he was just like, yeah, it's fine. And so he went back to the grind.
This is just something to think about. When you, if you're young and you want to be an influencer, a singer, an actor, actress, like think about that. Justin Bieber at that time had the money, the access. He could do whatever he wanted, and he still just wanted to be a kid.
Oh, yeah.
That just goes to show you that it's not all it's cracked up to be.
And you can't turn it on and off.
No.
Exactly. Once you're on, you're on.
That's it for the rest of your life. That is your lot in life, and you have people livelihoods depending upon what you do.
Oh, that's so,
as a kid.
Ooh, that made me feel so sad because of the pressure. Obviously, and we see it being spoken about by Demi Lovato right now because she's like, here's my story and here's how child stars have to go through it.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, speaking of Justin Bieber, he talked about how his first year of marriage to Hailey was so difficult. And we didn't really see it. All we saw when they first got married was, we're so in love and we got this, because everybody was like, that's a little quick, you know. He said it was really hard. Quote, there was a lot of going back to trauma. There was just a lack of trust. There were all these things that you don't want to admit to the person you're with because it's scary. You don't want to scare them off by saying, I'm scared. And it's like, that is, again, normal people stuff.
Yeah.
But if he's never experienced normal life, he didn't even know that was normal. It's like a mind-blown situation.
But I feel like Justin Bieber has done a great job of finally grounding himself into reality and sort of separating, this is my real life on the day-to-day with Hailey, and then here is my celebrity fame, and I can separate the two now.
And he's old enough to be able to make those decisions,
right,
which before, he didn't have the power.
Mm-mm.
So, oh, it was a really good interview, just FYI. And then, so I saw this today, and I just thought I would share. You know, maybe you didn't pay much attention, but over the weekend, Julian Edelman of the Patriots retired, right? Did you see that? Tom Brady wrote like a glowing Instagram post shouting out respect and, you know, their love for each other and all this. Well, somebody caught up with Gronk and they were like, what do you think about Julian Edelman's retirement? And he was like, I think there's a 69% chance that he's going to come play for the Bucks next year. I will note the percentage that he said.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
think he's going to be playing for the Bucks.
I don't think so either.
But shouts out to Gronk for being the same age mentally as Miguel. That's what's hot and trending with Miguel and Holly.
Exactly what I would say.
Yeah.
It is 7:04. Now, last week I asked for advice on my bachelor party happening this fall, and because I was super nervous about my out-of-state friend having to pay for everything, since I'm not super familiar with how bachelor parties work. Well, I have an update I'll tell you about at